A Soldier of the Great War by Mark Helprin. Narrated by David Colaci.
For Alexandra and Olivia. Chapter 1. Rome, August. On the 9th of August, 1964, Rome lay asleep in afternoon light as the sun swirled in a blinding pinwheel above its roofs, its low hills, and its gilded domes. The city was quiet, and all was still, except the crowns of a few slightly swaying pines, one lost and tentative cloud, and an old man who rushed through the Villa Borghese alone. Limping along paths of crushed stone and tapping his cane as he took each step, he raced across intricacies of sunlight and shadow spread before him on the dark garden floor like golden lace. Alessandro Giuliani was tall and unbent, and his buoyant white hair fell and floated about his head like the white water in the curl of a wave. Perhaps because he had been without his family, solitary for so long, the deer in deer preserves, and even in the wild, sometimes allowed him to stroke their cloud-spotted flanks and touch their faces. And on the hot terracotta floors of roof gardens and in other, less likely places, though it may have been accidental, doves had flown into his hands. Most of the time, they held in place and stared at him with their round gray eyes until they sailed away with a feminine flutter of wings that he found beautiful, not only for its delicacy and grace, but because the sound echoed through what then became an exquisite silence. As he hurried along the Villa Borghese, he felt his blood rushing and his eyes sharpening with sweat. In advance of his approach through long tunnels of dark greenery, the birds caught fire in song, but were perfect.